We are speaking right now to Peace River Westlock MP Arnold Viersen. The House of Commons session just wrapped up the other day. I guess the first question for you today here, Arnold, is I guess what are kind of some of the thoughts on sort of stuff that happened during the last session of Parliament here?
Well, it sure went out with a bang. Some of the things that have never happened in like 130 years happened this at the end of the session here. So we had the head of the Public Health Agency of Canada was reprimanded. That was something that hasn't happened for a very long time. He came before the bar all over in connection to the firing of two Chinese scientists that were working at our virology lab in Manitoba, and we were asking for the release of some documents surrounding that, trying to get to the bottom of what's actually going on there. Then the Prime Minister actually is now suing. So that happened. We still didn't get any documents. And then the Prime Minister started a lawsuit against the House of Commons to prevent us from getting access to those documents. So really interested to see what's in those documents. We are in unprecedented times where I thought that Parliament was supreme. And yet, here we are being taken to court by the Prime Minister.
So definitely some very interesting things going on there. Now, when it comes to stuff that you accomplished with, I know some of the things you're in, like the Stopping Internet Sexual Exploitation Act, that was one of the acts that you put forward. What would you kind of see on what of the things that you did during this last session of Parliament, what are sort of your kind of biggest accomplishments for you?
Yeah, so the thing that we accomplished and got through was the recognizing February 22nd as the Human Trafficking Awareness Day nationally. That's something that I've been working on for a number of years. So this is the third year in a row that I've tried to push it through, and we managed to get that through this year. I have to thank all my colleagues on the All-Party Group to End Human Trafficking and Modern Day Slavery. From all of the parties, we've managed to push it through each of our own respective parties, getting them to sign off on it, and we got that passed just before February 22nd. So that was a real highlight, no doubt. The introduction of my bill C-302, the CEATS Act, as I call it, it kind of comes on the tail end of the Ethics Committee study into the actions of the Canadian company MindGeek or Pornhub. It kind of comes out of the recommendations that we heard at the committee. That's been something that I've been working on for a long time, and the Ethics Committee report just came out kind of right at the tail end, the dying days of this session of Parliament, and so it's great to have that on the record. Looking forward to the CEATS Act, which would ensure that porn companies ensure that both age and consent are verified. That would be a great bill to get passed, so we'll see what happens in the fall.
Now, when it comes to things that issues that people around here want to see sort of addressed at the federal level, is there any sort of areas where you think that kind of the Liberal government and Prime Minister Trudeau have kind of sort of, are there any areas where you think they've sort of fallen short in sort of addressing issues people around here have?
Well, the number one issue that we have here in Alberta is just getting our product to Tidewater, particularly around the oil and gas. We see just very recently with the Line 5, which is a pipeline that runs from Edmonton to Sarnia, and it runs through Michigan. The governor of Michigan has revoked the license for that pipeline to operate, and we've just seen the Liberal government drag its feet in terms of getting legal action on that. We have a treaty in place with the Americans to ensure that this pipeline doesn't get shut down. But it was like the day before May the 12th was when the governor said that the license is going to be revoked, and it wasn't until the 11th of May that the government intervened in American court. So it's just been very much dragging its feet in terms of ensuring that Albertans can get our products to market. The other major piece is just around equalization. We continue to see, while Alberta's economy has been struggling since basically 2015, there's been no reprieve in the equalization payments that we've been paying out, even though there is a fiscal stabilization program which is supposed to help ease the declines in a particular province. We haven't necessarily seen that money coming back to Alberta. So my colleague Tom Kemmich from Calgary Shepherd He has put forward a bill that would remove the cap on the equalization stabilization formula. It's currently capped at $60 per person. He'd like to remove that cap entirely. There's no reason for there to be a cap on it other than to shaft Alberta several billion dollars each year. The Liberals kind of answered that private member's bill by raising the cap from $60 to $160, which is helps a couple billion dollars, but if the cap was removed entirely, we would be about $8 billion better off here in Alberta. That was kind of their nod to it, but yeah, we haven't seen any major corrections in equalization, and we were calling for that.
And of course, with the sort of minority government that is in the House of Commons right now, there's been a lot of sort of speculation kind of floating around there about maybe we might get a federal election get called maybe this summer or potentially in the fall. What's kind of, I guess, your sort of gut feeling on when we might be going back to the polls here?
Well, nobody knows except for the Prime Minister. There's one guy that in this country that knows when the election is, and I'm not even sure that he has the date picked yet. I am confident that he wants to go to the polls. It's just a matter of whether he feels the timing is right. The speculation that I've heard is anything from in 2 weeks from now to some people are saying it'll be called August 8th, other people saying August 12th. It sounds likely to have an election called this summer, you just don't know until you know. Folks are speculating about an election. I for one, would be pleased to have an election if it gives us the opportunity to change the Prime Minister of this country to Erin O'Toole.